Peter, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So there's a loophole clause in the U.S.'s 13th Amendment that outlawed slavery in America that allows convicted prisoners to perform legal penal labor. How is this being exploited by the criminal justice system?
Well, America, of course, introduced privatization of prisons over 20 years ago now, and it's pretty well entrenched in the American criminal justice system. But we shouldn't be distracted by the large numbers. In fact, Australia leads the world in private prisonization. We have a higher proportion of prison beds in Australia that are under private business hands than America does.
So how does the system in Australia differ from what we saw in America when it comes to slavery and the criminal justice system now? Do we see a lot of parallels, or are there differences in what's happened to our community here?
Well, the rate of Indigenous imprisonment, which is pretty well recognised and understood in Australia, is now matching, in fact, increasing the rate of imprisonment of African Americans in the American criminal justice system. So Australian Indigenous persons, young and old, children as young as 10, are now being imprisoned at a higher rate than African Americans are in the United States. So there are many, many parallels.
So when we look at convict leasing in the United States, why is it that African American men were overwhelmingly targeted, and do we have similar problems here?
Well, it's diverse. We certainly have, if you're talking around prisons, we certainly have prison labor which are run by private prison firms. Previously, state-run prisons, such as in New South Wales, used to employ inmates on prison industries, and they would often be providing community service type of activities, whether they be number plates or signs for state parks and so on. But now the industries within the private prison, such as Junee and there's others in New South Wales, those industries are actually producing goods in competition with the outside market. They're not doing what traditionally state-run prisons would have done in New South Wales. So they're part of a profit-making business, which is, of course, what the private prison industry is about. It's about doing well rather than doing good.
Mm. So when we look at blackbirding and the problems that led to the prison systems that we had today, could you tell us a bit about what blackbirding is and how it affects our criminal justice system today?
Sorry, what question?
So blackbirding, as far as I understand it, is basically the progress of the process of offering labor to people in colonies and then shipping them off as prisoners.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I mean, we've been doing the same in Australia, not in the prison industry, though. Islanders come to Australia. I mean, many businesses operate in Australia, Chinese-run businesses with Chinese labor. They're not receiving Australian award salaries. They're getting equivalent salaries from the countries from which they came. And this is part of the problem of the de-unionisation of labour in Australia. I mean, now far less than 20% of workers are in a union. I think it's closer to 15%. So there's no protection for the individual. But for those who come from overseas, in our case in Australia from the islands, the Pacific, they often come and undertake work in Australia, but don't receive Australian wages. So that's, you know, it's the modern equivalent of slave labour.
Mm. So does that economic desire to exploit those low wages lead to justifications of things like racism?
Well, it sets a differentiation for the way we perceive different groups of people.
Mm.
We can accept the fact that certain groups of people, categories of people, nationalities of people can be employed in Australia at low wages that are far beneath what union or award wages are.
Mm.
So it's about treating people differently.
Yeah. Well, Peter, thank you so much for answering what were intentionally some very pointed questions very clearly and succinctly. That was fascinating, and we appreciate having you on Drive so much.
It's a pleasure.